Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Biden has unveiled a $2 trillion infrastructure plan, describing it as the biggest investment in American jobs since the Second World War. He plans to modernize roads and bridges and promote climate initiatives. The plan is likely to be fiercely opposed by Republicans in Congress. More from Anthony Zacher.
One of the reasons why Republicans appear poised to object to this in lockstep is it's not just building bridges and roads and rails. There's stuff about climate change and green energy, modernizing schools, improving union negotiating rights, affordable housing, elder care facilities. There's a lot of stuff that I think a lot of people wouldn't think are traditionally infrastructure spending. And then there's how Biden proposes to pay for this, which is by raising the corporate tax from 21% to 28%.
China has again rejected attempts to sanction the military leaders of Myanmar at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. Its envoy said the move would only aggravate tensions. Earlier, the UN special envoy urged the council to take action. She warned of an impending bloodbath and the potential for civil war as the military continued its deadly response to protests. France is about to begin its third national coronavirus shutdown. The restrictions will come into effect on Saturday. Hugh Schofield is in Paris.
COVID events have been moving rapidly in France. The vaccination program is accelerating, but sadly not fast enough to overtake the even faster spread of the virus. It was because the situation risked getting out of control, hospitals overwhelmed, that the president said he'd concluded new restrictions were needed. From this weekend, measures in place in 19 departments, including Paris, will be extended to the whole of France. This means non-essential shops will be shut, schools will shut from the Easter break this weekend, the nationwide 7 p.m. curfew remains in place.
New coronavirus restrictions are also coming into effect in other parts of Europe. Slovenia has introduced a 12-day shutdown. In neighbouring Austria, Vienna is among several regions which are again telling people to stay at home. Bethany Bell reports from the Austrian capital.
Intensive care units are coming under increasing strain as severe cases of coronavirus rise. Once again, people have been told to stay at home, except for necessary activities such as food shopping, work, exercise and helping family. Non-essential shops, hairdressers and museums have been closed. Air-filtering FFP2 masks are already mandatory in shops and on public transport. But in Vienna, they will now also be required in several popular squares and outdoor areas in the centre of town.
This is the World News from the BBC.